last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, our intrepid adventurers have rescued a gnome from goblin imprisonment and braved Calcrix's lair only to have the wormling eat Meepo. Or did it?
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
welcome, one and all, to the ninth game of Tavern Tales.
What?
This is our ninth time sitting down and being all enjoying each other's presence and company.
Some of us.
Yeah.
I see you every day.
Wow.
No, just kidding. I love you guys. Although, I don't know, my new place at the table, I am further away from my best bro. I don't know if I can handle this.
Use the theater of the mind for your fist bumps and high fives.
Fist bumps.
I demand the highest of fives.
Well, we have stopped saying that we've been high-fiving and fist bumping and just doing it. And maybe it's better for the audio if we are separated, friend.
Yes, I guess so.
It certainly wasn't deliberate on my part. I just left it set up from the kids' game for today, all week long. Nonetheless, I'm Kyle, and I am the Dungeon Master for Tavern Tales. Who else do I have at the table with me tonight?
I'm Juliana.
And I'm so dark.
I'm Aaron, and I'm Yashiria, the cleric.
I'm Paige, and I'm Oriana.
And I'm Marie Claire, and I'm Drayden, Silverkin the Fox.
Excellent. Thank you. Those were so illuminating for the people at home, no doubt.
I guess we could have said more.
You definitely could have, but you did not this time, so we'll leave it as is. Hopefully people have listened to 10 or 11 episodes at this point and have an understanding of who these characters are. So let's get to the meat of it right away. And first and foremost, I just want to reiterate that people have some white gems and some blue gems in front of them. These are your story motes. Your blue ones will allow you to, before you roll, ask for advantage on a strike or an attack or a skill check of some sort. Secondarily, there are these clear motes, these story motes that hang like brilliant specks of dust in the air, catching lens flares from J.J. Abrams movies. And these clear ones allow you to change the plot, to change the story that is being told today. For Tavern Tales is not happening right now. Tavern Tales is a tale that is being told by an idiot full of sound and fury in the yawning portal. And this tavern gives pints of ale to those who tell a great tale. And this is one of those said great tales that is being told by a grizzled old veteran in front of a roaring fireplace and the yawning portal. And so we will begin.
Can I clarify something?
Yes.
Are the blue dice for advantage or reroll hit dice? Because that's what I wrote down.
The blue gems?
Yeah. No one has used one for a reroll of your hit dice as of yet. I think I would allow that. I don't see a problem with spending a blue to reroll a hit die. And that is your hit dice when you level up, not when you're spending hit die to regain hit points when you've been injured.
So as I was saying, Calcrix pounced and that poor little kobold, who only wanted to worship and tend to the white wyrmling, was eaten in two or three swift bites. Nary cry out. So shocked was he that she would attack him so violently.
Oh my god!
What's that? You in the back, you were saying something, as it were?
Meepo, why?
Well, these are the characters' reactions. I was under the impression that players were interested in spending white motes because they did not want this to occur.
Oh yeah.
Well, I didn't really care. I totally remember now.
Oh, we suck.
I don't know. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot that we're like, lol, Meepo died.
We're all like, what?
I wrote that Meepo died, but like, I didn't.
You didn't write that we wanted to save him?
Well, that's not an issue for me.
I agree. It's kind of annoying. You?
Does anyone want to save him?
I don't know. I mean, Meepo, I feel sad for.
He had a good life.
We might not bring his dragon back.
Well, what else is it going to eat?
I'm sure the goblin.
It's hungry.
So we just let him keep eating Meepo and bringing him back?
I don't think they work that way. Well, if the wormling's going to eat Meepo and he loves it and has supposedly taken care of
it
for
so long.
I'm sure
that the wormling would like to eat the goblin. I will spend mine to pull Meepo back.
Okay.
In time?
Okay. In time.
All right. So what I'd like to do is I'll read this part out and then you will be the person at the bar who remembers the story differently.
But Meepo won't remember the story differently, how none of us wanted to save him except one person?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
But if you listen to the episode, you will clearly hear how much Paige and Oriana did not want Meepo to die.
Yeah, you didn't want him to die at that moment.
Paige is feeling maybe a mite bit more like an asshole today than
she
was
had a bad day
2 weeks ago.
You have feelings.
She was just announcing her engagement on the podcast.
Oh, that's probably it.
Yeah, she was happy.
Yeah.
She had just had lots of engagement sex. Or Doritos.
I know Juliana was like, I don't really want to spend a moat on that.
We had like
but
six bags.
If everyone else wanted to. I thought we all had to throw one in.
No, this was definitely not a requirement that everyone was going to have. This is one of those things where you can easily spend a single moat.
Just save my life if I die.
Hey, wait. Well, no, it's fine.
All right.
Sidork is spending Drayden's money. That means Marie Claire gets to spend Juliana's white moats.
No, we never started doing that. Drayden complained too much.
He really did.
I'm kind of an asshole, yeah.
Nary a cry out. So shocked was he that she would attack him so violently.
Him. That's not how I remember the story.
What's that? You in the back, you're saying something.
Pardon me, good sir. That is not how I remember the story.
Really? How do you remember the story?
Oh, Sonny, let me tell you. Drayden, at the last moment, reached out his hand and grabbed Meepo back. Tell it like that.
Oh.
You have like a martini glass, I imagine, too. And like a poofy collar.
With the heart lips.
So you've given me a white
yes, I have.
Gem. Thank you. With that, I'm going to add even more that you've changed Calcrix, not just Meepo, because otherwise Calcrix would just eat Meepo at the first availing opportunity. So
Calcrix was a lovable creature.
Since we ended with the eating, and now we've started with him being saved, let us peek into the adventure itself then. As the mute horrors of the stuffed-headed kobolds, cows, bison, and rats in the trophy room look down upon the Silverkin family as they, forgive me, have a discussion with Calcrix.
So, did Meepo not even get threatened by Calcrix?
Meepo, well, there was never really a threat in the first place. Meepo stepped forward and started to antagonize Calcrix. You stopped Meepo, and Calcrix looks upon you all expectantly.
Meepo, perhaps you might want to stay back a while until we can determine if Calcrix has been fed recently at all. Ever.
I think it's hungry. I can hear its belly rumbling from here.
I'm not a it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a white wormling.
Can I need to ask, is this the voice you've been practicing all day?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Hello.
This is my new house. Welcome.
Oh. Hi.
Wow.
Calcrix, I believe that you are a girl?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm not a familiar with dragon anatomy.
Or the female one.
It's true, I have an underlying fear that I'm always going to be dating my half-sister. So,
or adopted sister.
Or anyone that might be actually related to me. It's
true. Like you need to talk to someone about that. I'm not that person, though.
It's true. I apologize. Calcrix, what do you want? And as I hold Meepo's mouth, like, and kind of hold him back. And if he yaps up, I'm gonna
shiny things. I love shiny things.
Like what?
How big is Calcrix?
Calcrix is about the size of a horse. So, you know, about two people size. She's quite big, little wormling.
We call that curvy.
Or, she's sleek. She's lithe.
Or thick.
Yeah.
T-H-I-C-C. Yeah. What? What are you looking at?
You said the pencil thing.
Yeah. True. So Calcrix thick. Okay.
Jot that away for later.
Calcrix is like a...
What do you want? Oh, jot that away for later.
Yeah.
Calcrix is like a baby.
I miss you too, buddy.
Calcrix.
Get back in my hair.
That dragon sounds like a bimbo. I'm going back now.
Calcrix, the voice doesn't match the size of you.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
I'm just as strong as my voice should be.
Yes. Well, what is it you're after aside from shiny things?
Do you like it here?
Well, goblins bring me lots and lots of food.
Oh, God. The audio.
She licks her lips.
I'm speechless.
Don't we?
I know it's saving you a second to just be like. All I want to even say also is this is somehow just reminding me of that Office episode where they have like the unicorn princess and like her motto is like, my horn will pierce the sky. I could just like see her screaming that or like something ridiculous like that. Where it's...
This is the voice I couldn't find. Last game.
Did you come here willingly?
No, they dragged me here. There was like 30 of them and I killed 4. And I ate them. They were delicious.
Oh, I like you.
Then they put this spike in the chain and the little room there and I got rid of it.
Do you want to go outside? We could bring you outside.
Do you need to pee? Do you want to go outside?
You strill.
Sorry.
You strill.
You strill. Yeah.
Do you miss her? You want to go home to her? I don't know who that is. Who's Eustrel? Sounds like a foe. I will kill her.
Yeah.
Meepo, tell her. Meepo just wants you to come home, Calcrix. No! Never!
It's like a teenage dragon. Well, nothing we can do here.
Moving on.
I'm really trying for a specific voice.
Do we have any of the golden apples that we can give?
We haven't found them yet.
And from what it sounds like, she does not eat golden apples. She eats flesh.
But shiny things. And horses like apples.
But she's the
Don't we have some...
I'll eat anything, but running blood is the best!
She's the size of a horse, not a horse.
Yeah.
Oops.
But horses like apples.
Animal handling is not like a good situation because they're too intelligent, right? It's more like some sort of persuasion.
You can try to intimidate it.
I don't want to try to intimidate a dragon that can kill me.
Well, throw
people
at it.
Be careful.
As a question about this room, because we've seen the heads mounted to the walls and stuff like that, but... Are there shiny things in this room?
There are no shiny things that you can see in the room. Now, you're still standing in the entrance.
Don't we have
in the foyer.
Gems? We have gems, right? Hordes person.
Oh, yeah. We have the dragon puzzle.
We have a dragon puzzle?
Yeah. So you got 6 jewels. That was the dragon puzzle.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, hey.
I think Torin has those right now.
I saw copied it down.
Yes. Torin currently, because Torin.
But wasn't there also gems?
That would make like, Torin very unhappy because Torin
specifically copied them down.
Urgent need for those.
I have a bronze pentacle with a rat in its center.
But no, we have gold and we have gems from the dragon priestess's.
Jot's wearing a ring and
we have an extra silver ring.
Yeah, we've got some amulets, silver rings. We've got an ornate dagger.
Badger?
Dagger.
Dagger.
I was like, I don't
why are you putting
that.
An extra D in there?
Because I would have wrote down an ornate badger. I was like, that would be a loot.
He's fabulous.
You have spirit back, which is, mm-hmm. you
in
know.
My moldy t-shirt.
Can I have the other silver ring? There's one.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold it out to Calcrix and be like, would you like this?
Yes. Kind of. What would you even do with it?
She's got claws.
It's like, look at it and look at it in different lights.
There's no light in this room.
Roll around on it?
Yeah, there's torches. Oh, okay.
I put my foot down. There's no light in this damn room.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I mean,
right. I've had enough with your bullshit.
There's definitely.
Did you see the energy bill last month? No more light in this room.
Stop falling asleep with your light on.
Put a sweater on if you're cold.
There's extra blankets in the hallway.
Turn off the light when you leave the room. This treasure? I mean, we could go and see if the goblins have more treasure that you could have or share with us.
Calcrix eyes you up and down. You may all make an insight check.
Yeah, he's thinking about eating me.
She.
Sorry.
Oh, oop. Yeah.
Oop, oop, oop.
20.
18.
21.
9.
For all of you who have higher than 15, Calcrix definitely looks at Drayden as more than just the ring.
He's going to eat me.
She's into you.
She's going to eat you, all right.
Yeah,
now's the time, brother.
You're definitely misapplying that insight check to believe that that's the case.
No, she's going to eat me.
It definitely looks like she wants to strip the armor and the sword from your flesh and then devour the flesh and then polish up the shiny
armor. Use the bones as toothpicks?
Yeah, Oriana can't tell because Oriana got like under 10.
You think that she's into him.
You're staring at the ring. You're staring at the shiny ring as well, going, ooh, shiny.
You're like, that would look so nice.
Ooh, pretty.
Yes, you can bring it over here and I'll love it and cherish it forever. I was actually thinking about going and searching the rest of the goblin area and finding more treasure, potentially, you know, for you and me and everybody else. But I want that now. Well...
You can't have it now. After you come with us, you can have it.
And she gets this like open-eyed look on her eyes like, hey. And then she says, I've got an even better idea. Roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Good job, guys.
Good stuff.
God damn it.
Woohoo. Oops.
Oriana, going at a 3?
1.
Yeah, you remember you always add your modifier to it. The initiative modifier.
Right beside armor class and speed. Over a bit.
Yeah. Now flick it lightly.
Rub it gently.
Spit on it a bit.
Counterclockwise. What did Yashir get?
12.
Sidork.
17. Excuse me, 18.
No, you will not be excused. Ugh. I'm keeping it at 17.
No,
we'll see if it changes anything.
Okay.
Drayden.
22,
what?
A natural 20.
And Oriana.
Unknown.
Does she not have her initiative modifier written on her page?
It's not. There's no space for it.
But we've had to have used it before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's just in
plus
a weird spot.
Plus your dex mod. So plus is this
dex.
A 1?
Yeah,
she rolled a 1.
Plus I rolled dex. A 1.
Oh, so yeah. It's
so 3.
3, sorry.
Okay. All right. There we are for initiative. Drayden, you will go first.
Sweet.
So I'll just describe, you are all gathered around each other at the entrance of the trophy room. The trophy room is a larger room, and Calcrex is about 15 feet away from you.
Is it attached to a chain?
Nope.
I just need a quick look up. What I want to prepare is my potion of fire breathing, fire breath, is that I'm going to have it corked and ready to go. Like, I'm going to swig it and breathe fire on Calcrex, readying my action if Calcrex is going to approach to attack.
Why don't you just...
Do that.
Just make that your attack.
Calcrex hasn't actually attacked, but are we aware?
Oh, you've rolled initiative.
Oh, okay. So I know that Calcrex is going to attack. Then death. I'm going to pull out my wineskin of fire breath and chug it back to breathe fire on Calcrex.
Cool.
So I can do it from here because it's 30 feet. So as I drink the potion, I spit fire, and Calcrex needs to make a DC 13 dex saving throw or take 46 damage or half.
So Calcrex has rolled a 16 to dodge.
Toot.
So it takes half. Yeah, that sucked.
Wow.
Should have used
know,
mine.
Right? I don't think you rolled it around in your mouth enough to really get a good...
Oh, wait, we can't.
Yeah, no, 6.
Expectoration.
So 3. I miss Calcrex mostly because Calcrex moves off to the side.
It doesn't even do that much, but it does look pretty.
3, yeah.
Bleh.
But you know what? I get to spitfire 2 more times in the next hour, so...
There you go.
At will.
At will. You have not used up the elixir either.
What?
Yep. Just so you know.
Oh my goodness. How another use, perhaps?
Perhaps you're not sure. There we are. That was Drayden's turn. It is now Calcrix's turn. For Calcrix also rolled a natural 20 initiative, but I didn't cheer, no. Nonetheless, Calcrix will do an icy blast of hail against all of you. For Drayden did not get out of the way. Everyone now must make a constitution save against this cold damage.
17?
Oh, frick.
Uh-oh.
It is not a difficult check. You only need to make a 12. So.
I made a 3.
Excellent. So, did you make the 12, Sidork?
Yes.
Then you take only 11 damage.
Oh, good. Only.
Yashiria.
Oh, good.
Did you make the 12?
No.
You take 22 damage.
I'm down.
Boom. Oriana.
That's including constitution, right?
Yes.
12.
And then you have made it and you only take 11 damage.
Yay.
Yeah.
Drayden.
I have damage from before, I think, from when we fought the goblins.
Okay.
So I am down too if it's
you 22. Are also down now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
TPK.
And Meepo made his save. And
oh, great job, Meepo.
He still goes down anyway because it's 11 damage.
Should have just killed him.
He's not dead. Wow. He just goes down.
Like, can I just clarify something?
Yes.
So how do I get them to fight at
the
any
Mephits?
Point? Yeah.
You direct them to take action on your turn.
On my turn?
Yeah, so on your turn.
They take my turn instead? Or do I get
this,
to go?
At this moment, no. You will get to direct them to take an action. They are an intelligent creature. Jot is an intelligent creature. They get to take an action at your direction. You also get to act as well. That was Calcrix's great, awesome turn. Calcrix backs up after breathing hail in all of your faces. And it is now Sidork's turn.
I want to cast Dissonant Whispers on Calcrix.
Go for it.
18.
What do those sound like?
Is Dissonant Whispers... Oh, it's just a cantrip, right?
It's a level 1.
Isn't that a save on the part of the creature? Not...
Sorry, yeah, it may be.
Yeah, a wisdom saving throw on a failed save. It takes 3d6 psychic damage must immediately use its reaction to move away, and it takes half damage on a successful save. So roll your damage while I roll this wisdom save. What is my difficulty?
You need to get a 13.
I have not gotten a 13. I've gotten a 6.
So I get to roll 3d6. Awesome. 16.
Great. Are you going to move at all?
I'm going to move backwards over
through the door.
Fallen half-sister's body.
Excellent. Through the door?
Yes.
Okay. Sidork backs up. That was Sidork's turn. It is now Yashiria's turn.
You can do it. Yeah!
I make save.
Excellent. That is one check mark for Yashiria on your death saves. And now it is Oriana's turn.
I'm going to use Chromatic Orb.
Okay.
Against...
Yeah, Calcrix.
That one. And I'm going to use Fire.
Okay, yes. Okay.
For a second, I thought you were just being like, I'm going to use fire. And
I was like, when you do Chromatic Orb, what are the words that you use to trigger that whispers. Spell?
You didn't whisper for me. Okay, cool.
Time.
And that's it.
Cool. Chunk from the Goonies would be so proud.
Hey, you guys.
Unnecessary. All right. Necessary. Roll your strike. You're looking to beat, eh?
So 17.
Plus all of your other things to hit. Do you remember what those are?
No.
It is your proficiency modifier, which is plus one, or plus two, sorry. Plus two, plus your plus charisma bonus.
So 19 plus four. So 23.
Excellent. That definitely hits. Roll your damage.
3d8.
Eight.
What?
Go. Right on.
Roll better than me.
13.
Guys, I actually hit something.
I know, right? You did offensive spell casting. Good job. You also got the D&D joke earlier. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Can you tell me or describe for me how this fire... bolt this blast of chromatic fire that you have cast through your 50 gold piece diamond kills Calcrix.
I'm in shock. All right. I mentally prepare myself and I look at Calcarix. My hands start to burn up with the diamond. As I speak, hi-ya. Fire shoots from the diamond, engulfs Calcarix in a circular flame, and it just completely absorbs into the dragon's skin, and she combusts from inside out.
Oh, and just roasts.
Oh, yeah.
The skin.
Oh, you can smell the
fresh flesh.
Scales crackling.
The skin actually turns to pork-like crackle. Mm. The
good thing Torin's not here.
The small amount of fat just liquefies, courses down the formerly white skin, which has taken on this sickly yellow color. The dragon falls lifeless to the ground. You have defeated the wormling.
Whoop whoop.
I hope the queen's not.
Meepo turns
and
attacks Orianna weakly.
I mean, isn't he mostly dead?
Finish mostly off dead. Started
He hits and does 3 points of damage to
Please
you
don't have three
with
points.
His dagger. Yep.
Oh. I have six.
Okay, good. I was like, no, Meepo.
Should have killed the little bastard.
How dare you?
Can I step on him yet?
I want to smack him with the staff.
So that was Meepo's turn.
But I'm dying on the ground.
Oh, it is now Drayden's turn.
Can I not?
I'm going to do a death save now, guys.
You got it.
All right. Nope.
Sorry, you. What else did you want to do?
Can I have one of them attack Meepo? Oh, because that was... Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Nope.
You failed? Death save?
I got a six.
All right, that was Drayden's turn. It is now...
You're now in dice jail as well.
Sidork's turn.
Look at this dice jail going on.
After I just watch Meepo stab my sister, I'm going to... And I pull out my quarterstaff and I just smack him across the back of the head, hopefully so that he just gets knocked out.
Oh, okay. You want to do subdual damage so he goes down?
Yeah.
Okay. You roll your strike. Do you say anything when you do it or just cry out?
Nobody hits my slave.
What'd you get?
13.
So, yeah. That is more than enough to hit Meepo. You crack him over the head. I would suggest rolling damage, but you don't need to. He doesn't really have his like 2 hit points. So he goes down in a tumbling thwump, unconscious on the floor, drooling.
Perfect.
Just like how you like them.
I don't discriminate.
Okay, that was Sidork's turn. Is there anything else you wanted to do? A move or a...
No, I don't have any health potions, so I can't even like try to pour it on.
It is now... That was Sidork. It is now Yashiria's turn.
18.
Save. Excellent. You've rolled another one. Perfect. You have saved.
Almost back. You can
it
do it, Drayden.
It is now Orianna's turn.
Chromatic orb his ass.
Just kill him.
He's like already out.
Oh, you cast a level 1 spell or higher. I'm going to do wild magic on you.
Oh.
Nope.
What does that do again?
It can cause some random stuff to happen.
Ailment back to you. Got it. Okay.
Did you subdue Meepo so that I could have the last kill? Or were you planning on keeping him alive?
I don't know. I just knocked him out because at least we can handle him.
I'm sure Drayden and Orianna or Yashiria would be very mad, but we could just say Calcarix did it.
Yeah, I was knocked out long
before. They might be really mad, but they're also... Drayden's 2 turns from death.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have...
I don't have any health potions.
I don't have anything.
Can we loot them and try to like take it out of their pocket and then pour it on them?
You would know where the
our
KY
A5
jelly is.
Yeah.
The A5
35?
Yeah.
Okay, can I do that then?
Absolutely, yes. Who currently has the Kyochum's ointment? Drayden has the ointment.
Perfect, and then you can put him on him first too.
Yes. I will apply ointment.
I would give it to your Sharia first.
But she's already had 2 saves.
Yeah, and so she could make it.
We're metagaming here, but you both went down at the exact same time. I have no problem with you guys making a choice to save Drayden because you're right there.
Yeah,
and then saving Yashiria, knowing what you know and what you don't know.
All right.
Well, yeah. So.
So it's 2d8 plus 2 if you're rubbing it on my...
So roll on my... Take your health back.
I'm doing it?
Yes. And that was...
But I'm
and that
like
was
crap.
Orianna's turn to apply the ointment.
Oh, yeah, rolling like crap.
So we are back up to the top of the round. Drayden is now back up, and Drayden has his turn.
Okay, I look over at Orianna, and I'm going to attempt to stabilize her.
Why? Oriana's perfectly fine. You mean
Yashiria? Oh, sorry, Yashiria. Yes, Yashiria.
Yes, girl.
Because I don't think we have anything that can heal her.
You know, it probably would have been better if you guys had made longer introductions just so you all remember who you all are.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Or is it just because that Paige and Aaron are now engaged that everyone has just amalgamated them into one character?
No, they used to be on the opposite side to me.
Or Yashiria. Or Yashiria.
So you move to resuscitate Yashiria with Kyachim's ointment?
I don't have any left.
Is it all gone?
It's all gone.
You have used the remainder of Kyachim's ointment.
I know. I gotta erase done. It.
Was it 2d8 plus 2?
Yeah, but I can't. No. It's already all gone.
We don't have enough to even use it.
I'm just gonna attempt to like slap you in the face to wake you up, and you know, like medicine check you.
You don't have a medicine kit, so you'll have disadvantage on that. And if you fail,
You will give
Yashiria a failure on that check. So
maybe I
don't
want
to necessarily
I'll just
screw
be like yelling at you to like try to bring you back. Come back, Yashiria! Come back, sister.
22 friggin' damage right off the hop.
Bam!
That was pretty heavy.
All right. So Drayden, you're not gonna do anything with your turn? You're done?
Yeah, no, I mean I can't really do anything other than second wind. I'm going to second wind myself.
To blow on him. Okay, I'm assuming everybody's going to take a short rest anyway.
Yes.
At this point.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I'm not so concerned yet.
Okay.
So that was...
me.
Yep, it is now Sidork's... Sidork, what would you like to do?
Can I search Calcrix's body?
Calcrix doesn't have pockets.
Well, maybe there's a good taste of meat for Torin. Sorry, I'm a good brother.
that pork crackling.
Cool. All right. Yeah. You actually go to search the body and then end up just having an argument with Drayden, which you win. So, all right. Like, so, and no one is moving to save Yashiria because no one feels that they have any ability to do so, right?
I don't have anything.
Everyone's just kind of staring at me like, oh, man, come on.
I mean, like, well, about that, Dad should have gave us more. So.
Unless I can use lightning chromatic orb to, like,
yeah, knowing you, you'd
know. No, you would fry him. Torin has medicine, but Torin is not, unfortunately.
Too many CCs on the defibrillator.
Okay, well, then make your hopefully final death save.
Save.
Wow, three in a row. You were the luckiest SOB.
They were all 17, too.
This character should
too.
Be dead.
One was 18.
Don't lie.
I'm alive.
Yay, Yashiria!
You awaken with zero hit points. You cannot move.
Can you heal yourself? Or is that... or is I can't. Like,
you do have
die.
The ability to... No, well, zero, you're recuperated.
Okay.
Yashiria will not die. Paylor did not see fit to step in and save Yashiria this
again.
Time.
Again, because she saved herself last time, too.
Yeah, yeah, he was pissed off.
He's like,
he's a
your
little
family
disappointed
sucks.
At the overuse of Kyachim's ointment so early in the game. But nonetheless.
I'm alive.
You are indeed. Is that what you say? You sit up and say?
Heroes never die.
No, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Yay.
Are you hungry? There's some dragon wormling meat.
As you approach Calcrix, the area grows cold. Ice forms underneath your feet upon the flagstones of the ground on which Calcrix lies as Calcrix turns to ice.
Huh. Aww. I didn't know that was a thing.
Guess I can't eat it.
I'm going to knock on the ice shell.
You go over to knock on the ice shell.
Yeah.
And I will just point out that was my sincerest endeavor to do bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, okay.
For Calcrix.
Yeah.
So did you practice that voice all day?
No, it was just an excuse for him to watch Powerpuff Girls all day.
I know. That voice lives one? In my head. I just tried Third to one. Evoke it.
You do Got love it. Yourself some Terra Strong.
Anyway, yeah. I just thought that, I hope it did it justice. Anyway.
It sounds very loud.
It's loud.
Well, Bubbles is loud, so.
Question.
Yeah.
What would happen if my steam method steamed the ice and melted it?
You'd melt it, yep.
Oh, that'd be funny.
We can refill our water skins.
True.
With dragon water. Yes,
that's
indeed.
Kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We could sell
that's
that shit.
That's fun.
Put it in a bottle.
Here
people
you,
would like
dragon
that.
Water.
All right, so you go back to wanting to...
turn it into dragon water?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a short rest, though?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why not a short rest?
And dragon water?
You may spend hit dice to regain your hit points.
You haven't been hit, so...
Meepo will wake up during this time.
Is your steam method...
making us water?
Yes. What's my steam effet's name?
The steam effet's name is Vape.
I liked your color a great deal on that. You may have a blue moat.
Yay!
Nice.
As you rest for your short amount of time here, under an hour. Meepo wakes up.
Hey.
But before he does so, one of you or a couple of you happen to glance behind the table that has been that where Calcrix was initially hiding on the far side of the room. And you see that all of the items of worth have been gathered up into a nest, sort of, behind the table. There is another dragon-shaped jade figure. This one, only 5 pieces. There is a crystal goblet and 24 pieces of fine silverware. Forks, knives, a big serving spoon that has a symbol, a runic symbol drawn on it in Draconic, and you recognize that as the symbol for Ashardalon. And of particular note is a sealed scroll case that was carved in some sort of white ivory sort of substance that bears an inscription in the Dwarvish alphabet.
Oh, I don't speak that.
Orcish is written in Dwarvish.
Right. And so while you do know what the word would be in Orcish, it is not a word. It is a nonsensical thing. In Dwarvish, it would be a specific word that would mean something. However, the syllables are Kun Dru Kar, which means nothing in Orcish. Mm-hmm.
Huh. I always meant to learn Dwarvish, but I didn't, so.
Yep.
What are we going to do with Meepo since we've killed Calcrix?
I say we squash, little bugger.
What's with you with squashing?
It's just easy.
I suppose, but just because it's easy doesn't mean that it's right.
Who has the scroll case?
I'll carry it.
Did you want to inspect it or whatnot?
Yes.
You determine that it is made out of bone. Mm-hmm. Animal bone, not
or
sentient life form sort of bone. It has just an easy turn top. If you wanted to open it, you may.
Yeah, I'll open it and see if anything's inside.
There are 2 pieces of paper inside, rolled up and secreted away within.
Hmm.
I'm going to unfurl one of the pieces.
Sure, you pull them out. One of those pieces of paper has a whole bunch of writing in Dwarvish on it.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the other sheet?
The other is a kind of map.
Ooh, a map.
And it seems to have a long corridor, and this corridor has some twists and turns, seems to travel quite some ways before opening up into a place that has a star on it. And on the other end of this map, which is literally just a long twisting series of turns, and choices of corridors, pathways, the other side also says Kun Dru Kar. So not the place with the star. The place without the star says Kun Dru Kar.
Yeah, so stars, whatever, on this side. Kun Dru Kar is here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, scroll them back up and put them in my trusty new case and pop it right next to Spirit in my backpack.
Excellent.
Spirit. How many pieces of the silverware were there?
24. And we had that dragon puzzle, and I had 5 pieces.
5, yeah, the other, then. I just didn't get the silverware.
No worries.
Thank you.
Yep, your appraisal of the silverware indicates that each of those is worth worth a gold each. The crystal goblet is worth 5, and the dragon puzzle figurine is worth 20. Meepo begins to move. He does not sit up. He curls into the fetal position. His eyes are squeezed shut, tears welling from both, and he quietly weeps.
Can I try and persuade him that it was the right thing to do, and that he needs to grow up and stop being such a little bitch?
Raise a glass and drink with the enemy. Raise a glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own. Toast to the enemy, raise your glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal Adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com, or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter @tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.